PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow, a reading rainbow. I can be anything. Take a look, it's in
is full of kids today, and everywhere you look, you see friends. Friends laughing together, friends playing together, and oh! Did you see that? This basketball just came out of nowhere. Well, either basketballs are falling from the sky today, or somebody's gonna be looking for this really quickly.
Hey, my ball! Hey, thanks for stopping my ball.
What are you talking about?
This is mine.
What?
Come on. My ball had bounced in here, and it looks just like that. And you're trying to tell me that's not it?
Yeah, maybe it bounced somewhere, but this isn't it.
Oh, yeah. Come on, give it.
Back off. It's not yours.
Give it. Come on.
It's mine.
Uh-oh. Looks like these boys are about to jump to big conclusions without knowing all the facts. I mean, I can see how as the first kid thinks that's his ball, but this is it here. We'd better help them solve their problem.
Stop. It's mine.
Yeah, come on, give me!
Wait. Hey, that's my ball.
That was strange.
I wonder where it came from. You want to go shoot some b-ball?
Sure.
That was close. A simple misunderstanding almost kept those boys from becoming friends. They almost didn't discover the truth about each other, which is that they have something in common and can get along just fine. Misunderstandings like that happen all the time, especially when people don't really know each other. And you can't be sure what someone is thinking or feeling unless you take the time to find out. That's what this boy discovers when a new kid moves into his neighborhood and their relationship gets off to a rocky start. Their story is served up in Enemy Pie.
Enemy Pie. Written by Derek Munson. Illustrated by Tara Callahan King. Read by Ed Harris. It should have been a perfect summer. My dad helped me build a treehouse in our backyard. And I was on the best baseball team in town. It was all good until Jeremy Ross moved into the neighborhood. I did not like Jeremy Ross. He laughed at me when he struck me out in a baseball game. He had a party on his trampoline, and I wasn't even invited. Jeremy Ross was the one and only person on my enemy list. I hung it up in my treehouse where Jeremy Ross was not allowed to go. Dad understood stuff like enemies. He told me that when he was my age, he had enemies too. But he knew of a way to get rid of them. Enemy pie, he said. The recipe was so secret, he couldn't even tell me. I will tell you this, he said. Enemy pie is the fastest known way to get rid of enemies. What kinds of things, disgusting things, would I put into a pie for an enemy? I brought Dad some weeds from the garden, but he just shook his head. I brought him earthworms and rocks, but he didn't think he'd need those. I gave him the gum I'd been chewing on all morning. He gave it right back to me. I went out to play, but when I was in the backyard looking for ladybugs, I smelled something really, really, really good. Enemy pie shouldn't smell this good. If enemy pie smelled bad, your enemy would never eat it, he said. But still, I wasn't really sure how this enemy pie worked. what exactly did it do to enemies? Maybe it made their hair fall out, or their breath stinky. Maybe it made bullies cry. While the pie cooled, Dad filled me in on my job. There is one part of enemy pie that I can't do. In order for it to work, you need to spend a day with your enemy. Even worse, you have to be nice to him. It's not easy, but that's the only way that enemy pie can work. I rode my bike to his house and knocked on the door. When Jeremy opened the door, he seemed surprised. He stood on the other side of the screen door and looked at me. "Can you play?" I asked. "I'll go ask my mom," he said. He came back with his shoes in his hand. We rode bikes for a while, and Jeremy's mom made us lunch, and after lunch, we went over to my house. The first thing Jeremy noticed was my tree house. My tree house was my tree house. I was the boss. "Can we go in it?" he asked. I knew he was going to ask me that. But he was the top person, the only person on my enemy list. And enemies aren't allowed in my treehouse. But he wasn't being a very good enemy. "Okay," I said. "But hold on." I climbed up ahead of him and tore the enemy list off the wall. I had a checkerboard and some cards in the treehouse, and we played games until my dad called us down for dinner.
"Time for dinner, boys."
I was beginning to think that maybe we should just forget about enemy pie. But sure enough, after dinner, Dad brought out the pie. "Wow," Jeremy said, looking at the pie. "My dad never makes pies like this." It was at this point that I panicked. I didn't want Jeremy to eat enemy pie. He was my friend. I couldn't let him eat it. "Jeremy, don't eat it. It's bad pie. I think it's poisonous or something." "If it's so bad," Jeremy asked, "then why has your dad already eaten half of it?" Sure enough, he was eating enemy pie.
"Good stuff," he mumbled through a mouthful.
Enemy pie was delicious. After dessert, Jeremy rode his bike home, but not before inviting me over to play on his trampoline in the morning. He said he'd teach me how to flip. As for enemy pie, I still wonder if enemies really do hate it, but I don't know if I'll ever get an answer, because I just lost my best enemy.
Thanks to a very clever recipe, the boy in the book discovered that Jeremy was not his enemy after all. He just thought he was. And what's cool is that the secret ingredient in the recipe is that you have to spend the day with your enemy. You have to forget what you think is true and find out what's really true. You have to get to know him. Getting to know someone new can be pretty exciting, but you'd be surprised at how different people are. You might wear clothes that your friend thinks are pretty strange, and she might eat foods that ordinarily you'd never touch. Perhaps you're from completely different cultures. So, how do you make friends with someone who's different from you?
Meet Jackie and Anisha. Jackie's family is originally from Italy, and Anisha's from India. Yet their friendship grows.
To me, friendship would be someone that you can trust, and somebody that, like, you can tell secrets to, and, like, they wouldn't talk about you behind their back and won't fake, and, like, you could just be yourself around them.
I didn't even notice that.
When someone looks different than me and is from another culture, I try to be open to that. They're still kids, they're still girls or boys just like me, so I try and accept it like that. This year, Jackie and I happen to be in different classes, so we don't get to see each other during school time. But at lunch, Jackie and I talk about all the different things we do in school.
We'll talk about what kind of music we like or if there's anything new in, like, school.
And after school, we meet at outside the school, so we have some fun.
I generally do get kind of nervous going to somebody's house for the first time. I'm sort of scared of, like, the family. Even though I probably know they're gonna be nice, I just get kind of nervous. was wondering about all the things in her house because I don't have that stuff in my house. So I was just like really curious.
Hi.
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
Good.
Just asking, like, what is that sort of?
This is a cultural thing that my grandma and aunt does. And they take a mixture of rice powder and they make different powder designs. And there's a separate design each day of the week. So they do that every morning.
So that would be like the symbol for Thursday?
Right, exactly.
But like,
at first I was scared that she might not be comfortable with everything being the way it is with my culture. But when she came, she was so very fine with all the things that we were doing.
So come on in.
Thanks.
See, this is my room.
Wow, it's great. I really like it.
Different from my room, but not that different.
Where does that lead to?
That leads to the attic. I'll show you that place after.
Cool.
Have a seat.
Go ahead. Okay, I have something to give you.
Okay.
This is from my dad's engine. I have two of the hats. Can I give you one?
Thanks a lot. You never told me that your dad worked for the fire department.
Really? I thought I told you once before.
No. I keep thinking about the special things that someone might have with their dad. And so when she gave me something that she shared with her dad, and she was able to give me a piece of it, then I felt really happy that maybe, like, it might be something where I have a connection.
You look good.
So do you. Jack, you can come up.
Okay.
Day.
Right, so
part of it, our customs or traditions is that if a guest comes to offer them the bindi,
and you should show me the kind of liquid she would use to use for a bindi, which is something you put on your forehead, which is like traditional for them, our cultural. What's it made out of, really?
It's a red colored liquid.
So like lipstick?
Well, yeah, but a little more color.
So you want to see yourself?
Sure.
Here.
Thanks. Wow, it's great. Look just like you. Or just like yours, actually.
Yeah.
So does like everyone in your culture wear one?
Well, actually, it's only ladies wear it, and it's like a makeup thing. So it's optional. If you want to wear it, you do.
What would like the door like the lights be, really?
Oh, those are for decoration, because that's our special God's room. That's where we pray.
Oh.
Here, let me show you. But first, take off your shoes.
I saw that it was different, like, from all the other rooms because it was more decorative and looked like they took that room more seriously than any other room.
Let me show you.
So, like, this is sort of like where you pray?
Yeah.
What is this piece here? Like, does it have, like, any meaning, like, with the designs?
It's a special altar in which you can put your idols or pictures of God to pray. The petals are part of a puja that my mom does. A puja is when my mom worships God or prays to him.
Oh, really?
You're supposed to peel petals and then offer them to God. See, when I explained everything to her, I was glad that she was asking questions and she was trying to learn more about it.
What is sort of like that for?
These?
Yeah.
Oh, well, this is raw rice and we offer it to God like we do with the petals, like this.
Like at a wedding.
I feel very happy that I'm born into such a big family because I have so many people at home.
Okay, Jackie, have you ever eaten Indian food before?
A little bit.
A little bit? I don't think there's going to be anything that's too spicy, but there's a lot. There's vegetable, there's bread, there's rice. The vegetable first. Okay, that's bread, little balls made out of bread dipped in vegetable sauce, all right?
I really felt that their dinner would be different, and it was, but I thought the food was going to be good because I smelled it, and it smelled really good. I normally have, like, a fork at the table. Do you, like, use your spoon or, like, the hands?
Yeah, we don't have a fork here because we usually eat our meals with our hands because it's easier to eat, like, the stuff that we have with our hands than with a fork. But if you want a fork, I can give you one.
No, it's okay. I'll try it like this. Mm-hmm. It's good.
Good? Right. I'm glad.
Well, when she was eating, I was very nervous, and I hoped she liked everything. And I'm relying on her word that she did. And if she didn't, then at least she tried something new.
So do you like the food?
Yeah, it's really good. It's different from what I normally eat, but I really like it. How do you say like it was good or like thank you in Indian?
Well, you say it's good by saying Nana Erika. Nana Erika.
Oh, you're welcome. How do you say it in Italian?
Thank you is grazie.
Grazie.
It's almost like Spanish.
That's right.
You're welcome, and the time is prego.
Prego. So you say gracias and I say prego, right? Okay. Sounds good.
When I brought Jackie to the dance class, I was very nervous at first. I didn't know how it would go. I wanted to do my best. So when they get their first idea or picture of an Indian dance, they see something that would be the best that I can do.
Well, it was interesting going to Anisha's dance class because I haven't really seen Indian dance. It looked hard, but she made it look so easy because she did it very well.
Jackie, how do you find it?
Interesting.
Interesting? Very good. Would you like to try something?
Okay.
Yeah? Okay, Anisha, go and help her to put on this costume. Okay?
I was sort of surprised about that. I was expecting to watch and maybe just try a couple of the moves. I wasn't expected to really get dressed up.
Jackie, that looks so nice. Great. Come.
When she changed, she really did look like an Indian girl. So I felt very surprised and happy.
Come. Try the salutation first. Very good. That's nice.
Well, I really like the clothes, so it sort of felt like good that I'm more exploring the culture even more.
One, two. Right, left, right.
The footwork was actually harder because to me, really, it's hard to just stand on your tippy toes and do a movement. That seems kind of hard, even though I can sort of do that because I go to gymnastics, but it's really different.
Right, sit on your feet.
I mean, when I saw her for the first time, she was really good. So I was happy that it turned out good.
Sit down, all of you. Aramandi.
I did learn that Anisha was more like me than I knew that she was like me in school, but I sort of learned a little bit more.
Jackie has been a great friend so far, and I hope to get to be more close with her. I do hope that we'll stay friends for a long time.
Every time you get to know someone new, there are hurdles to jump over, barriers to cross. But differences can only keep you apart if you let them. Here are some friends who refuse to let anything stand in their way.
Big lamb, big lamb, big lamb, bark.
When I first met Rebecca, I thought she was mean, and she thought I was mean because whenever she was talking to her friends, I thought she was talking about me. I would always disagree with her, and we kept disagreeing. So we didn't really like each other.
Samantha's a friend that when you need something, she's there. And whenever you're not feeling something's wrong, she makes you feel happier again. And she's always there for you when you need something.
Rebecca makes me happy in ways because if it's a bad day and you're bored and everything and you call her and she's home, she'll go over and stay with you and you won't feel lonely or anything. And she's always one to stay with.
Respect your friend. Sometimes if he's mad, cheer him up.
We also played basketball with other kids, but they were kind of rough.
He wasn't getting the ball passed to him.
I got a little angry.
And then I gave him the ball, and then he shot, and I think that could make him a little feel better.
If anybody wants to be your friend, you would speak to them politely.
Try to make him proud, and yourself proud.
We were in preschool together, and one of us asked if we can do something together, and then we did, I think, and then we became best friends.
Probably play like a few times a month.
We like to get together more often.
More often,
yeah.
If someone's different, it doesn't really matter. If you want to make friends, you should maybe like ask them questions and like play.
You just try to like make them feel just, good like, inside. That feeling good becomes friendship.
Friendship means somebody who likes you for you and wouldn't do mean things behind your back.
You should just become a family. I mean, it feels like you're related and you really know each other very well. And you just should love each other. Well, not in that way, but just love each other.
Darius and I went to the same school, starting from pre-K. And we just hit it off there. And we were the only boy and girl playing together most of the time.
She's the kind of girl who likes action and adventure. Like, if we're going to the park, she would like to play tag or anything. Like, if I want to do something, she doesn't have a problem. She doesn't argue with me or nothing like that. She doesn't whine with it. She just goes with the flow and just does it.
We were like, we didn't know anyone. We were lining up to go back to the classroom from yard.
While we were walking there,
yeah,
she accidentally, but sort of on purpose, accidentally poked me with a toothpick in the middle of my right hand.
Yes.
Later on, I was getting mad at him, and I told my mom. She said that we would probably be friends. I didn't believe her. I thought we would be, like, total enemies.
How was your day?
Treat others the way you would like to be treated. That way, you'll become, someday, bada boom, bada ba, you might become like us, for 4 years friends.
Becoming someone's friend, especially if they're different from you, it's like unlocking a door and stepping into a whole new world. Gives you a chance to look at life from another perspective. So, if you're ready to see things with a new eye, take a good look at these books. You don't have to take my word for it.
Hi, I'm Adam. Are you a little different from other kids? Or maybe you know someone that stands out in the crowd? Well, this book I'm reading is all about that. And I really like it. Don't Laugh at Me tells us what it's like to be different and to be laughed at because we're different. Are you the kid in the playground who always gets chosen last? Or are you part of the group who always leaves somebody else out? Either way, this book is for you. It shows us that we're all people with feelings, so laughing at other kids is not cool at all, especially when someone is a little different. I relate to this book because I take ballet, and kids laugh at me because they think it's unusual, but it's what I like to do, so I'm gonna keep on doing it. The illustrations in this book really put you in someone else's shoes. I have to say I really recommend this book because it makes a difficult issue easy to read about, and it gets you seeing things from a totally different perspective. Add it to your reading list.
You know what can be really difficult? Being the new kid. That's what I've discovered while reading this great book.
The Brand New Kid really shows how it feels to be the brand new person at school. It's a story about a boy named Laszlo S. Gasky.
Poor Laszlo. He's so sad because all the kids at school think he's weird and laughed at him.
Doesn't he look really bummed out? Even though all the kids were mean to him, one kid was brave enough to ask him to play. This story will make you feel too sad because in the end, Laszlo has a reason to smile.
I'm Taylor, and I suggest you run down to your library right now and pick up this great book. You won't be disappointed.
Now here's a book that will make you see things differently. It's all about perspective and seeing someone else's point of view. It's called Hey Little Ant. About a boy who has a close encounter with a tiny ant. The ant has big responsibilities. He has a large family that he has to help feed. An ant thinks even the smallest kid is a giant, and a potato chip that you would think is tiny can feed a whole ant town. To thing the ant wants is to be crushed by the boy. Can you imagine being squished by a giant sneaker?
Take it from me, Monica. This little book is very big on fun. Why not read it today? You'll see things in a whole new way.
All through your life, you will be faced with a choice to decide what someone's like before you get to know them or after. You see, people are kind of like birthday presents. You have to take the time to unwrap them in order to see what's inside. And when you do, the gift of friendship is yours for the taking.
Hey, it's my ball!
You're right.
You want to play with me, my friend?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great!
Okay. I love making new friends. I'll see you next time.
Today's Reading Rainbow books are Enemy Pie, written by Derek Munson, illustrated by Tara Callahan King, published by Chronicle Books. The Brand New Kid, written by Katie Couric, illustrated by Marjorie Priceman, published by Doubleday. Hey Little Ant, written by Philip and Hannah Hose, illustrated by Debbie Tilley, published by Tricycle Press. Don't Laugh at Me, written by Steve Seskin and Alan Shamblin, illustrated by Glenn Dibley, published by Tricycle Press.